Chapter 36. Light. In the Temple of the Ghost Lotus.
My lord, the dawn approaches.
The patriarch of the House of the Ghost Lotus had remained standing like a statue through the long night. Above the body of his dead son hung a clear disc. Inside the table-sized device, a liquid version of the resin that made up the jewel atop the skyscraper was contained. Throughout the night, the 49 exhausted ritualists had poured all of the light they had collected from the stars overnight into this disc. The culmination of their efforts hung in the center of the colloidal gel, a light of the purest white. It had been a good night. They had collected nearly a 20th of a mote. The ritual was almost ready. Though each looked like they could drop, they knew the most pivotal moment was about to arrive. Each sunrise, there was a surge of light element that passed over the earth. All their efforts in the past hours had been to capture as much light as possible during the split second it passed over them.
"Do not fail me," the patriarch intoned. His tone was soft, but the threat held within those German syllables was clear.
"On my life," his subordinate responded.
The man knew those were not idle words. As the sun peeked over the eastern horizon, the beams of light that each ritualist bathed in intensified. More than one cried out in pain, but none allowed themselves the weakness of failure. Inside the disk, a white light grew brighter. Miles away, Finn was on the precipice of his own success after a night of trials. The light that shone upon him was shining gold rather than blinding white. Time would show which would prevail. All that mattered to Finn at that moment was that after a long night of exhausting effort, it had finally happened.
Your tributary attribute, natural healing, has increased from 19 to 20. Congratulations, your natural healing has risen above 20. You have passed a minor threshold.
He let out a woot as soon as he saw the word threshold. If this threshold offered anywhere near the boon that he'd gotten from improving his constitution past threshold 2, then this would be a game changer. HP, at least from how he understood it, was a measure of the punishment he could take before kicking the bucket. Having passed the second threshold in con had nearly doubled the damage he could take. Finn read the prompts he'd just earned with eager anticipation.
Natural healing is now at threshold 2. HP regeneration has increased from 0.2% per point of natural healing every 12 hours to 0.3% every 12 hours. Recovery from poison, disease, and other physical ailments marginally improved. Marginally greater chance of resolving injuries. Marginally greater speed of resolving injuries.
Reading the prompt, he'd found his understanding of the human body being upended once again. According to the numbers listed, even before he'd improved his tributary attribute, he'd have healed any wound in less than a month, even being maimed. That was insane. It also wasn't how the human body worked. A simple car accident might have someone in traction for months. Other injuries required more than a year to simply walk again. Athletes, men and women at the peak of physical conditioning, might need physical therapy for the rest of their life after something as simple as a ground-level fall. Health was precious and far too fragile. At least, that had been the case before the wave. From what he now understood, a person that had unlocked constitution didn't just get access to their health points. They also gained access to accelerated healing. It wasn't anything that would snap a broken bone back into place, but it was amazing nonetheless. He now knew that before he'd started cultivating the life element, he'd had a natural healing score of 11. That meant he would have restored 2.2% of his health every 12 hours. As long as he still breathed, he could have recovered from any wound in less than 2 months. As a physician, that was nothing less than astounding. Even with advancements in medical science, the world was still full of men and women that had injuries that would never heal. Infections that never fully resolved, leaving open wounds that still hadn't fully healed years later. Finn's mind had only let him celebrate for a short minute before his rational/party pooper side had asserted itself. There was no way it was that easy. He'd reread the prompt and realized his excitement had let him gloss over a salient point. Specifically, injuries with a capital I. His own status page had shown debuffs dealing with injuries after the explosion. First serious injuries, and then moderate injuries, and finally mild. There'd also been the fact that his health had been capped lower than his previous maximum in light of the debuffs. Taking that into consideration, it probably meant that his natural healing wouldn't be able to fix everything, at least not quickly. It was still possible for him to get hurt so badly that he might never heal past a certain point. It was just that the point had moved. That dose of realism didn't decrease his excitement. The human race had just gotten a serious upgrade. Advancing natural healing also fixed another problem. Your energy has increased. +5 energy from having a tributary and primary attribute both reach threshold 2. Total energy, 0. Energy deficit resolved. A thrill of energy had filled him, and he felt it immediately drain into manasite. The energy was gone as soon as he gained it, but it let him use his skill without risk. He'd wasted no time triggering manasite and watched for a couple minutes. With a smile, he saw that it remained completely stable. More prompts had appeared after he crossed the threshold. Congratulations. You have improved a tributary attribute by a minor grade for the first time. You have earned +50 magicka. Total magicka, 2,300. There was no way Finn would have been satisfied to stop there, but after reaching threshold 2, he came across a divide he couldn't bridge. The difficulty of cultivating even one more mote of life element had ratcheted up dramatically. The elemental mote he'd needed to cultivate before reaching 20 in natural healing had stretched until it came within about 2 feet of the column of light. The difficulty of wrangling the next one had increased so much that he couldn't get it within 3 feet. His mana thread just didn't stretch that far. Until he somehow was able to force sphere tendrils further out of the dark or leveled his thread to reach further, his days of cultivating life were on pause. That was how he'd ended up with 2 golden spheres remaining in his cave. On the plus side, with his manasite glyph now fully energized, he was able to use it to completely scour the oncology ward. By doing so, he found a few more sources of life. It took another hour, but after a full night of work, Finn ultimately came across 11 sources of life element. 9 were sources that the interface termed minuscule, and 3 were coined small. There hadn't seemed to be any rhyme or reason as to type of cancer or location in the body, but it did seem like sicker patients were more likely to have malignancies that contained life element. It wasn't always the case, though, as there were several patients on palliative comfort measures that his whisper ability didn't react to at all, and manasite showed nothing, no matter how long he looked. Each of the minuscule sources had disappeared after he'd absorbed a single point of golden element. The smalls, though, seemed to offer between 1 to 3 points. Ultimately, he'd been able to absorb 15 points of life element. 6 golden spheres and a partial still hovered in his cave of whispers when he left the oncology ward. He'd also gained another progression point. +1 of 2 manasite skill progression point. Finn couldn't help but let a faint smile grow on his face with each power-up. There was something so satisfying about literally being able to mark your progression. He could get used to this, but for now, he needed sleep. The sky was lightening when he finally stumbled out of the cancer ward. All he wanted was to crash on his bed and sleep for 1,000 years. To his surprise, after his first step out of the ward, a new quest icon had appeared in the corner of his vision. Even more surprising, he'd actually already finished it. Congratulations! You have finished a secret quest!